This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome into a windy horseshoe, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 41-year vet, Tim May. It's Andy Backstrom. It's Spencer Holbrook. And it's the Ohio State spring game. The spring game is officially over in the books. Done and over with. Ohio State is now on to the summer phase of the offseason. Tim, we're just not going to waste any time. What was your big takeaway from, I don't even know what the score was. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm going to write about this for Sunday for us. LettermanRow.com is that, number one, the cornerbacks, I think all spring, but came into this game with a chip on their shoulder, you know, because all you're hearing is about Jeremiah Smith, Julian saying the quarterback battle, et cetera. And I thought the cornerbacks as a group stood out. Calvin Simpson Hunt from what, where?
Waxahachie.
Waxahachie, there you go. Waxahachie, Texas. I mean, I thought he had a really good game. And of course, he had a pick and stuff. But I think this defense, I keep going back to this, his defense tried to pin Ryan Day down on, he couldn't really take the bait. But this is as deep a defense from top to bottom as they've had in a while here, you know. Yeah. Who would, you know, certain positions, like he pointed out, yeah, they still need some stepping up, maybe even at the linebacker spot. You know, we'll see how that goes. But I come away from this thinking the defense is for real.
Yep.
I think it ended up winning, right?
Yes, I don't.
And then also, as I asked Ryan, I said, is it going to be tradition now that a Griffin scores the final touchdown in your spring games? Because obviously Archie Griffin skirted right in last year in a yeah. symbolic gesture. Wasn't touched, I don't think. And then his grandson, Deontay Griffin, picked it off at the goal line, Aaron Nolan, on the very last play of the game, and took it to the house.
Andy, what was your big takeaway?
Defense wins.
It's got to be quarterbacks for me. We saw Will Howard out here. We saw Devin Brown. We saw all the quarterbacks, actually. But I felt like Will Howard and Devin Brown were the best today. I think that Will Howard started 8 of 9. He had a couple of incompletions in the end zone, took some shots for Jeremiah Smith that were incomplete. Good coverage there by Jermaine Matthews and Davidson Igbinosin. Also took a shot for Emeka Ebuka, was incomplete. That was good coverage as well. And so I just feel like, you know, good drives, though, in general, for Will Howard. And he was able to extend plays with his feet when he needed to. Devin Brown did the same thing. He also just took off and ran with it a few times. He led a touchdown drive, threw a touchdown pass to one of a couple walk-ons that got involved in the passing game today. So I thought those two were pretty impressive in terms of moving the ball down the field. Julian saying a lot of hype coming into this game. I think we all want to see how would he play in this kind of environment. He had some good moments. He also had some tough moments. He had an interception that he threw in the first half, I believe. Bounced back from that eventually to lead a touchdown drive. But overall, maybe that was the best thing that could happen, because I feel like there was just a lot of hype moving towards that way. And he's a true freshman that's trying to learn on the run. And I think that his ability to kind of progress in this offense is still really impressive.
Look right over there right now. The wind is coming at our back, hitting us kind of sideways, coming out of the north. And those paper pieces are all blowing to the north. That's what you deal with wind coming over the lip of this stadium and stuff. And I think a couple of these quarterbacks got a good lesson into that today, that just because the guy's wide open and you throw it just like you would, just like at the Masters yesterday.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the ball is going where you want it to.
No, the wind is whipping around here, and it should be noted that, because, you know, not everybody's going to watch this who was here. Not everybody's going to watch it who watched on Fox. But these quarterbacks were battling some elements that I don't know that you'll see a lot in August or September, maybe October and November.
There's a little tornado right over there.
Yeah, it is really whipping through here. And if the audio is poor, I apologize. My big takeaway from this is the offensive line, they're just experimenting. And I think it's time to have another potential transfer portal conversation. If you get to 15, which, you know, spring practice is 15 practice progression, you get to 15 and you're just now putting Carson Hinsman at guard, you're just now having Luke Montgomery and Tager Shibola switch in at guard, you're still not 100% committed, and you won't say for certain that Josh Fryer is the right tackle, even though he only has taken right tackle reps, and you're saying maybe he could slide into guard if somebody else emerges. If you're not sure, I think you have to at least evaluate what goes in the portal.
I said on radio and television, and Letterman Row podcast, the Tim May Show, that my biggest question going into spring, and it's still evidently a question for Ryan Day and Justin Fry and Chip Kelly and the offensive staff, is who's your right guard going to be?
Yeah.
That's the question I thought they needed to answer. If they don't feel like it's there yet, you know, like you said, Josh Simmons came in after the spring game last year. He started at left tackle and played every game, I think. Bottom line is, that's where you go if you have to. But I think they've got the ingredients there myself. I thought it was interesting that Hensman started the game, for what it was worth, at right guard with Seth MacLaughlin at the center.
Yeah.
And so I think they've worked with that before this game. I don't think they just said,
no,
hey,
no.
Go in there and try some. You know, yeah. I know you didn't mean that.
I was going to get there because, like, this offensive line can't be patched together. There's too much talent at receiver, running back, quarterback, tight end, defensive line, safety, linebacker, and corner for them to just, and wide receiver, I guess, to just squander it all with an offensive line. And that's not, I don't think that that's where this is heading. I really don't. I think they will get it figured out. But it's concerning to me that we're tooling so much right now, because now you don't get to do that until August. Like, you can a little bit on the practice field.
In your head, you can, yeah.
And in your head and with a pen or pencil, hopefully not a Sharpie, because I don't think they're anywhere near Sharpie territory.
No, they're not Sharpie.
You've got your left guard. You've got your left tackle. I even think that you've got your center, because Seth MacLaughlin played center and Carson Hensman was the one transferring over to right guard and working in at right guard.
But Hensman played center too. So.
I agree with that, yeah. But it was noteworthy that Hensman also played guard, MacLaughlin didn't.
Yeah.
And so maybe you've got your right tackle because they really like the offseason that Josh Fryer's having. You don't have a right guard right now. And if somebody emerges, that's fine. But you won't really know if somebody has emerged until you put pads on in the middle of August. And I don't think it's worth waiting that long.
But it was interesting, the very first possession, they went with experience, meaning Carson Hensman started every game at center last year until the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah.
And Seth MacLaughlin started for 2 years for Alabama at center. You move Hensman over to guard. So that just tells you a little bit something about how coaches think, which is why Will Howard, you know, is probably going to be the number one quarterback into the start of the season. Does not mean that's the way it's going to finish. And I won't jump ahead in that discussion yet. But you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. You go, when in doubt, go with experience.
Yeah, we're going to get there for sure. The thing that I thought was very interesting from Ryan Day and Chip Kelly after the game was both – it is still so weird to say Chip Kelly with Ryan Day here.
Yes.
It is just weird, guys.
Yeah.
They made sure that it was a point, no matter who they were talking about. We don't view this as a spring game. It's 1 of 15. We don't view this as the end-all, be-all. It's 1 of 15. This is an extension of spring football, and then they go into the offseason. Like, everyone else can take a lot away from the spring game, but Ohio State's not going to do that. This is a one-day sample size for Ohio State. And it's very important to remember on the offensive line, at running back, at quarterback, Andy. Like, I think that is critical to the conversation here, because while everyone else can form whatever opinions they want off the spring game, Ohio State has 15 practices that are much deeper of a sample size than what everyone else has.
Absolutely, but at the same time, there were 80-some thousand people here.
80,012.
Even Chip Kelly said that he took it in. This was his second time in the stadium. He was only here yesterday for a practice, and he'd never
crazy,
been here. And so he was taking it all in, and I think that that's part of this, right? Yes, it's 1 of 15, but at the same time.
Hey, anecdote, when I first moved up here in 1976, August of 1976 from Lufkin, Texas, the very first place I went and visited, because I'm a huge football fan and stadium fan, was Ohio Stadium. So there you go.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked that he had not been here before this weekend. But anyway, the gravity of this place, I think that matters a lot. The fact that Will Howard was the one that was trotted out to start this game, I think, says something. Every practice we've seen, Devin Brown's been first in line for everything we've seen with these quarterbacks. Will Howard's the first one out there. The fact that, you know, both of those guys did pretty well, all things considered, in this kind of environment, and someone like Julian Sain had some struggles. I think that all factors in. Yes, it's 1 of 15, but it is a game-like situation. You're going through pregame warm-ups. You have the crowd here. You do the walk-in. There's a lot that I think you can still take away from that kind of experience. The other thing I wanted to kind of get into with you guys is the offensive line talk and how the run game can kind of affect that with Chip Kelly's creativity. The first play out of here was the T formation. You have the kind of reverse spin with Will Howard in the backfield, and that sets up that T formation, which, look, Chip Kelly's like, we're not going to be doing any wing offense like that.
Wing
T offense, but we are going to have some creativity with motion in the backfield.
Yeah, and if you study him, he's run that T, you know, throughout his career to a certain extent,
absolutely.
But definitely UCLA.
And I think that what he calls confusement, which is movement that confuses the offense.
Right.
Love I think that. That can really help this run game, no matter what's going on up front. Obviously, the five up front is really important, but I think that five can be helped by the creativity that Chip Kelly has.
Yeah, I didn't get to ask him, but I was wondering if he anticipated jumping into the tee, the robust, as Woody Hayes called it, which he ran inside the 10-yard line every time, pretty much, whether he expected the crowd to go, oh! But, you know, but I think it was a young crowd.
Yeah. They said, what the hell is this? Yeah, why is it on my football field?
Yeah, what's this archaic formation they just jumped into?
This isn't Marvin Harrison Jr. approved. What is this?
I just like the fact that everybody wants to assign Chip Kelly certain qualities or whatever about his approach to football because, you know, he really revolutionized the spread and the hurry up in the spread and stuff and kind of basically kind of being a little bit wild to a certain extent at Oregon. But at the base of his game, as we've talked about many times on these podcasts, is running the football and running it with power.
Well, Tim, I think everybody wants to categorize Chip Kelly except for Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's what's good.
Everybody wants to put a label on him except for himself. He doesn't want to do that. So he's kind of his own guy, and you get that every time he talks, but you also see that in the offense and the way that they run their offense. Anything else before we get out of here? We've got to touch a little bit. I hate doing this, but it's part of the job now. It's what it is. The portal opens on Tuesday. And there will be some movement off of this roster. There will be some movement potentially into the roster. Tim, is there – I'm going to go to both of you guys. Maybe I'll start with Andy. Andy, is there a position that you think Ohio State, after watching what we've got to see of spring and watching the spring game, is there something about this team that you could say – I think they could use something in the transfer portal.
I think running back, there's always potential now with Dallin Hayden on his way out.
Yeah.
You could add something there if you feel like you need to. Offensive line, if you don't feel like the answer is there for right guard, you bring in someone else, or if you still want to go back to that idea of Josh Fryer at right guard, you bring in a tackle. I think it's likely that Josh Fryer is just playing tackle this year, so maybe it's a guard you look at. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you're pretty set. I will say, though, you know, maybe it's safety. I think there were guys that stepped up. Jalen McClain had an interception today.
Inky Jones had a safety today.
He had an interception today. But I think you could add someone there if you wanted to. That's probably the only position that sticks out to me defensively where maybe they're not as deep.
Yeah, you heard me ask Ryan. Maybe some people didn't because I didn't have the microphone in, but do you feel compelled to let people know before Tuesday where they stand, you know, in a pecking order kind of situation? He kind of basically said yes, but not necessarily so they can jump in the portal.
Yeah.
But Tuesday, there's going to be a lot of watching of video from this, and players are going to be eager to know. Now, you can jump in the portal over a two-week span starting on the 16th.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily that much of a pressure. But, you know, Aaron Nolan, everybody had given him up for not a competitor. Well, he led two straight touchdown drives today, the only quarterback who did that, you know. So – what does that say about him? Granted, yeah, he was going against maybe second or third string defense, but he was working with a second or third string offense.
Yeah.
You know, including, I think, Mason Maggs as his running back on occasion. But the ball, as the old saying goes, matriculated down the field. Of course, he ended the game by scrambling and then throw interception that Deontay Griffin took to the house from the goal line. So that's a bad. But all of these quarterbacks had pretty good moments and pretty bad moments, but you know, it's five quarterbacks in one room, and we've talked about this a million times. How many will there be on May the 1st is the big question.
Yeah.
I think they're set there from that standpoint. And just like those cornerbacks, you never know who's going to be calling you or your significant others in your life after watching this game today saying, you know what, I'm here in the University X. I don't mean Xavier. So I can use that. University X, boy, if you jumped in the portal, you might be getting something from an NIL standpoint because we know what's going on. It's got to go on. So that's the battle that Brian Day and his staff now have to fight, along with possibly looking for an offensive lineman.
Yeah, I'm going to go way off the radar, something nobody ever considers, but I think that it could be warranted. I think Ohio State may need a little depth at wide receiver. And it's weird to think about because Brandon Ennis, Carnell Tate, Emeka Buka, Jeremiah Smith, those look like your top four. Jaden Ballard, Ryan Day, I asked him directly about Jaden Ballard. He said he did some things the last couple of weeks that showed them that he might be finally taking that step. That's critical. After that, like, that's only five. And I know Mylon Graham's coming in the summer, but you really need, like, Keon Grays, Kojo Antwi,
Bryson Rogers.
I think Bryson could work into that, but somebody's got to show them something. And if any of those guys eject from the room, I'm not saying that's going to happen, you're left pretty thin at a position that Emeka Buka was hurt last year. Like, you need help. So, like, I think that you just keep that in mind. I'm not saying that they're going to target a receiver, but I do think that that's something.
But I think all three or four of those guys you just mentioned
could.
Did flash in the spring. I mean, just because they didn't flash in the spring game,
yeah,
that means, you know, you have to have the opportunity of actually having the ball thrown to you for that to happen. You know, Bryson Rogers, you know, had a couple of moments.
I like Bryson Rogers. Yeah.
But I like him. And all those guys, I mean, Kojo Antwi had been almost forgotten. Keon Grays has been almost forgotten. I thought when we've gotten to watch, both of those guys have made some plays.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's as dire as you're making it out to be. I didn't
say it was dire.
No, I'm just my opinion.
It's just could if things break incorrectly,
yeah,
you could. Anything else from the spring game, Andy? Anything else?
I just want to hit on some defensive notes. Just to shout out a few guys that made some plays.
Okay.
Edric Houston had a sack. Jack Sawyer had a sack.
Good job, Tim.
I think it was Mitchell Melton that also had a sack. Yeah. In the first half, those all three came.
Jason Moore had a sack.
Mitchell Melton thought he was robbed because he thought he got another one.
Right. So, like, there was some good pressure. I mean, again, sacks, right, guys? Like, they're not actually tackling the quarterback.
Yeah.
I felt like Calvin Simpson really had a good play there on that interception. It was thrown right to him, but he made the play.
He was
surging at the end of last season, which I think is notable for him. Aaron Scott almost had an interception. I thought he's looked really good this spring. We haven't talked about him a lot. Another good freshman. And I thought C.J. Hicks had his moments.
Woo.
And laid down a few hits.
Yeah.
Maybe when he wasn't supposed to, maybe, you know. But
he got there.
He's been, you know, he made a big difference last year in this game. And I think that now this year it's actually going to translate. And we're going to see him some more. So those are some of the guys that we should shout out.
One last thing, Tim, from the spring game you need to get off your chest. Anything. Or are you good? For your first 2 months when you use the code OSU1. $1 for your first 2 months when you use the code OSU1. I put a note over there on the Letterman Lounge that a source told me somebody to watch, whether it be second team reps or on special teams this upcoming season, was Jalen McClain, the freshman safety.
There you go.
And then today he comes out and gets a pick.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, that's not the biggest moment.
Still a moment.
There were three interceptions. All I think is, a pick for a junior in the spring game is not a big deal. A pick for a freshman in the spring game to kind of solidify yourself and certify in your own brain that you can do it out here in front of 80,000 people, I think that's big. And you look at a freshman like Jalen McClain, Malik Hartford's been out all spring, Lathan Ransom's been out most of the spring of team activity. You're learning right with Caleb Downs and Jaden Bonsu. You come out here and have a pick in the spring game, like, confidence-boosting moment for Jalen McClain, and I think that's one thing that I'm going to keep in mind is which freshman had a moment that isn't going to be considered a huge moment for everyone else, but can kind of show them that they can do it when the bright lights are on.
Yeah, and here's the point. Don't discount that, because the coaches look at that. I mean,
yeah,
like Chip Kelly was talking about the other night at his Q&A with the high school coaches. You know, the quarterback may do the play action right. He may drop right or roll right or whatever, and he may throw to the exact right receiver. But if he throws it 10 yards over his head, you know, that's a minus.
Yeah.
Because you didn't execute. You didn't finish the play. When you have the opportunity to make a play and then you do it, that's huge. And it sticks with the coaches, you know, whether they'll admit it or not. And I think it's a great point you just made.
The wind is whipping. The leaf blowers are out. I don't know why, because the wind's just going to take it wherever it wants.
Right.
And
that's matriculating all the way north.
Letterman Row's ready to get out of here because it's really, really windy. Tim May, the 41-year vet, Andy Backstrom, Spencer Holbrook. Go to LettermanRow.com. Get Letterman Lounge, the message board coverage, and all of our coverage at LettermanRow.com. $1 for your first 2 months. It is so windy. We're going to get out of here. I don't know what the final score of the spring game was, but that's irrelevant. Plenty to take away. We'll have it at Letterman.